以情錄》黃竹坑渠尾 黃竹坑涌尾名渠行人板道項目，知情由渠務署提出。經濟發展及規劃文件8/2022號，我們歡迎以下政府部門出席會議，包括渠務署高級工程師斜洞顧問工程管理三蔡嘉敏女士，高級工程師斜洞氣候變化李靜文女士，高級工程師斜洞港島西黃德成先生，以及工程師斜洞氣候變化四董柏芝女士，以及港約到港島南辦事處繼續在這裡，我們的總監歐景女士和高級城市策規劃師黃永德先生。我們請渠務署簡介議題，麻煩
是，唔該曬主席。我喺度就就住黃竹坑涌尾名渠行人板道個項目嘅初步設計概念咧，就好希望喺度咧就諮詢下各位議員嘅意見嘅。咁首先我講一講呢個項目嘅背景俾各位委員知道先啦。咁其實呢個項目咧嘅個背景咧，其實就源於兩個施政報告嘅概念嘅。咁第一個咧就係2019年嗰個施政報告咧就提出過呢個河畔城市嘅發展概念啦。咁佢就希望咧就倡議係推動近水文化，就為河道加入活化水體嘅設計，等市民咧係可以享用呢個河道設施啦，體驗水體嘅多功能嘅價值，珍惜水體同埋去創造一個美好嘅生活環境嘅。咁而第二個嘅關於施政報告嘅計劃咧，就係2020年施政報告宣布嘅躍動港島南計劃。咁呢個計劃我估即係相信大家委員啱啱都討論完，咁大家都好清楚啦。咁我唔加以解釋。咁就因應呢兩個嘅概念啦。咁其實渠務署而家咧就做緊一個叫做活化涌尾名渠嘅研究。咁當中就包括咗環境同埋景觀嘅提升啦，同埋點樣同毗鄰嘅公共空間融合成為一個匯聚點。咁希望咧就為市民咧就締造一個更加舒服啊，同埋愉快嘅步行環境嘅。咁而家我哋建議緊嘅呢一個黃竹坑涌尾名渠嘅行人板道咧，其實咧就係呢個活化涌尾名渠個項目嘅一個部分啦。咁目的咧就希望咧可以加快到名渠岸邊嘅聯繫啦，改善嗰個入行人嗰個暢達度，咁等啲市民咧可以早啲咁樣享用呢一個嘅設施嘅。咁而家大家見到嘅呢一張咧，就係涌尾名渠下游嘅平面圖啦。咁涌尾名渠下游咧，其實就係沿住香葉道啦，一路咧延伸去到香港仔海濱一帶。咁而家啲人咧，如果要沿住涌尾名渠邊行嘅話咧，其實就只可以沿住南岸嗰邊嘅行人路啦。咁就由大王爺廟嗰邊嘅公共空間一路咧行到去海濱嗰邊。咁但係其實北岸嗰邊咧，其實除咗係香港仔網球同埋壁球中心對出嗰個位置咧，係有一段行人通道之外咧，其實北岸嘅其他地方咧，大部分咧其實都冇一個行人嘅通道。咁市民如果要行嘅話咧，其實就要沿香葉道嗰度繞道而行。咁所以我哋覺得咧，就如果想改善名渠一帶嘅行人暢達性啦，同埋可以加強翻嗰個黃竹坑商貿區同埋香港仔海濱一帶個連接咧，我哋而家咧就建議咧喺名渠嘅北岸咧就加設一個叫行人板道，咁就係大家而家圖中見到咧啡色線見到嘅嗰一個位置。咁呢個行人板道咧，全長大概就450米啦。咁就由大王爺廟旁嗰個公共空間咧，就一路咧連接去到香港仔網球同埋壁球中心隔離。咁就希望咧可以提供一條新嘅行人步道咧，就俾市民咧可以咧由香園道直接咧就往返香港仔海濱一帶。咁而呢一個項目咧，亦都會配合翻正話大家對上一個議程啦，躍動港島南另外一個快建成效措施，就係同規劃署喺大王爺廟旁嗰個重塑公共空間先導項目咧，就希望咧有一個協同嘅效應嘅。咁而家大家見到嘅投影片就見到涌尾名渠而家北岸嗰個現有嗰個情況。咁可以睇到咧，即其實除咗拍住香葉道嗰段位置係有行人路之外咧，其他地方咧都係冇行人路咧可以俾市民行嘅。 咁呢張圖就講一講嗰個初步嗰個設計概念係點啦。咁、那個行人板道總長就450米，個寬度咧就大概係3米。咁我哋計劃咧就用一啲特色嘅欄杆啦，去取代而家明渠邊見到嗰啲傳統嗰啲欄杆嘅設計。咁亦都喺欄杆下面咧，我哋咧會加啲花草啦，咁啊希望可以增加嗰個明渠嘅綠化。咁另外行人板道咧都會，我哋會提供一啲適當嘅照明啦，咁啊等市民夜晚都可以好安全咁樣去用呢一個設施嘅。咁另外個行人板道嘅工程咧，亦都會配合咧南區污水泵喉建造同埋復修嘅工程，就將而家現有嗰條污水渠咧就會拆咗，咁就喺板道下面咧就會起個兩條新嘅泵喉，咁目的咧就係希望咧可以改善翻咧呢個相關嘅污水系統嘅可靠性。咁嚟緊下一步咧，我哋呢個行人板道咧，我哋咧就會咧引用翻《道路工程使用及補償條例》第370章嗰啲有關嘅條文咧，就會咧係喺憲報嗰度咧就係刊登。咁當如果有關嘅法律程序啊，同埋詳細嘅設計完成咗之後咧，我哋咧就會適時咧向立法會咧就申請撥款，咁就希望咧可以盡早展開有關工程。咁就唔該各位。
好多謝你嘅簡介，有冇委員有提問？如果未有，就我問咗先。Paul 先啦咁。
First of all, full support, and I hope all of us give full support. I know that there are basically we talk about five sites, an open space site, and then three OU sites, and then the Aberdeen Police Station, what is a GIC site, where currently the bus washing area is, and the boardwalk will go along them. I know that the OU sites, at least one of them, has a obligation to provide public access along the water, and that was in the, I believe that was in the original OZP, and I don't know what happened. And then the next one, next to it, that was redeveloped, and it wasn't in there. So one has, the other one doesn't. Are we going to ask them to remove the railing so that for those sections we're going to have a wider path? In the future design guide, so for the bus depot redevelopment and the DIC site, at some stage I'm sure that will be redeveloped. Are we going to make sure the planning department will make in their planning set out a setback for the buildings and a requirement for pedestrian access, so we get that marked in the OZP or at least in the correspondence so that we can rely on it in the future that it will happen? Because I think one of the reasons why we have to do this boardwalk is because we didn't do it in the redevelopment, in the outline zoning plan, and we didn't control the redevelopment of these sites, unfortunately. But now we have a solution, so I'm super happy. But I just want to make sure we deal with this in addition to the boardwalk construction. Then on the issue of the boardwalk construction and lighting, I hope lighting is at the back as far as people that walk on the boardwalk is concerned, so lighting will not disturb them when they look out over the water. So it's behind and not in front of the view, with the water being the direction of the view. But if there's any ideas for lighting under the planter, so you have down lighting as well, so that there is some lighting up off the water, that could be considered. So those are my two comments. Otherwise, full support. I hope it gets implemented as soon as possible.
會唔會有其他委員提問？我哋希望盡量我哋提問完一輪之後，我哋就早少少我哋 overrun。如果唔係就我提問先啦。我提問首先我提問之前咧，我就必須講咧，我係非常之高興見到呢個計劃啦。呢個計劃應該更加早出現啦，我係覺得係非常之一流。咁呢個板呢個平板啦，或者叫板道啦，我想問第一個問題就係、是、佢會唔會有啲過兩邊即係連接嘅橋啊之類嘅東西出現？因為如果係咁，我會更加好啦。咁第一好方便，第二你喺橋中間咁，你企一陣，我相信個景觀都係非常之唔錯，同埋一個好好嘅體驗。另外一樣嘢咧就係、是、連接呢個渠道係解決我哋好大嘅問題嘅。因為我們現時是出現了一些新的、交通連接問題啦，所以我就想知道如果這個計劃最快是可以幾時會完成到呢，會不會有辦法加快呢？因為我們真的很急切了，反而除了漂亮真的很急切需要這件事。會不會有其他委員都有提問？林木新院
麻煩，我非常支持這個行人板道這個建設的。 咁我都想了解一下咧，即係譬如呢個度，我哋有四百五十，係咪四百五十啊？係咪四百五十米啊？嚇，咁四百五十米咧係一條過啊，定還是係有分支可以出翻去其他位置㗎？即係我想了解一下嘅啫，唔該。
好，唔該。我哋可以一併
問咗，
一併回覆。
主席，或者我代佢冇説答咗阿波第一條問題先，係阿波，我諗係問緊嗰兩個新嘅發展係咪啊？即係酒店同埋商廈嗰兩個新嘅發展。咁咧就我哋個諗法咧係，如果我哋整到嗰個板道咧係好有吸引力咧，其實因為佢係商業嘅一啲商廈咧，佢自然有一個誘因咧去開放嘅，即係就算佢有冇個要求去做呢樣嘢，佢都會開放，因為佢係方便翻佢自己嗰啲用家咧，喺個大廈嗰啲，譬如話用户咧，可以咁樣去攞到個板道。咁我哋希望呢樣嘢會發生。咁或者到真係個工程其實近落成嘅時候，我哋可以再同翻佢嗰邊去有啲嘅接觸去傾。
係，咁我哋其他問題。
唔該，主席。咁都聽到咁多咁多位議員都好支持呢一個項目，咁都非常多謝大家先。咁就住議員嘅提問咧，咁我都嘗試逐一回應一下啦。咁關於燈光嗰個設計咧，咁其實嗰、那個詳細嘅設計我哋就暫時未有啊。咁但係我哋都非常之同意阿波嗰個意見，就係話希望個燈光嗰個存在咧，都唔會阻礙到你市民去欣賞嗰個河道嘅景色啊，咁樣樣，呢個我哋係同意嘅。咁喺設計嗰方面，我哋都會即係稍後設計會考慮呢一方面嘅意見啦，咁樣樣。咁另外主席問到關於呢個會唔會有南北連接呢一個問題咧？咁正話提過就係成個我哋係有一個整個嘅涌尾名渠嘅活化嘅項目喺度進行緊研究啦。咁其實呢一個板道咧都係成個研究項目嘅其中一個部分嘅啫。咁喺我哋成個研究項目入面咧，其實咧入面咧都會嗰個活化嘅內容咧，其中一個我哋好積極研究緊嗰個咧，就係希望可以加強翻南北兩邊嘅連接。咁而家都暫時初步嗰、那個proposal 咧，都會有啲橋去連接翻南北兩岸嘅呢邊我哋係好希望可以做到嘅，係啦。咁至於幾時完成咧，就咁好似我正話簡介嗰度都大概提過啦。咁因為我哋有一啲相關嘅刊憲嘅程序要去做啦。咁之後再做一啲嘅詳細嘅設計啊，再要上去立法會做申請一啲撥款咁樣樣。咁要到呢一啲程序完成咗之後，我哋先可以真正開工。咁所以我哋暫時都未有一個好確實嘅時間表可以俾到大家。咁但我哋都會好努力咁樣，希望可以真係盡快可以開到呢個板道咧，俾市民可以享用嘅。咁至於林議員問嗰、那個關於嗰、那個連接點嗰個分支嘅問題咧，咁咧其實咧而家嗰個板道嗰、那個頭尾個連接咧，我哋就會連接咗大王爺廟嗰邊、香葉路嗰邊啦，另外一邊咧就係連接翻香港仔網球同壁球中心。咁其實中間咧，我哋咧都研究緊咧兩個連接嘅地方嘅，其中一個咧就係巴士廠中間嘅一條道路啦。咁另外咧喺香葉道呢、這個休憩處嗰度，我哋都希望可以加翻一個連接點，就等啲市民可以直接由嗰、那個休憩處嗰度就直接可以行到入個步道嗰度。咁呢度我哋都係積極研究緊嘅。
好，唔該曬。有冇委員有追問？如果冇咧，我都代表咁多議員啦，到我哋非常支持你個計劃啦，希望你哋一齊順利啦，幫我哋建立一個更好嘅板道。多謝。
Thank you.
好，我哋結束議程錄。